for punch.
Mark Winterbottom will win the Super Cheap Auto Bathurst 1000 with Stephen Richards.
The 2015 V8 Supercars champion, Mark Winterbottom.
The title is his. He is a very worthy champion. Frosty's just found something from nowhere. Rear pole number 36 for him. Great job, guys, at Irwin Tools.
Oh, I know that he has got a very decorated career, but I still just want to always bring up that wonderful TikTok video that he's in. But please welcome back to the driver's seat, the one and only Mark Winterbottom.
Oh, is this a motorsport interview? I thought we were talking dancing, guys. But I did more than dance, but that was a good one, that TikTok. I might have to revisit it and go again. It's in demand.
It's in demand. And the funny thing was, when I watched that TikTok video, it's a very, very different dance to what I've seen Mark Winterbottom do in the past. Please let me give you the tip.
Oh, I've been hanging around the kids too long.
Hey, Frosty, last week we were doing our predictions for who was going to end up where this year. And we sort of did it in the manner of a share,
share
market type deal. Do you buy? Do you sell? Do you hold? And I said, Team 18, buy lots of, because you guys are on the upswing, and you proved it over the weekend. What a sensational effort! First up for 2021.
Yeah, it was a great weekend to roll up. Yeah, it's unknown. That's the thing. Like, we finished last year in particular very tough, just the year in general for everyone, you know, as well as Victorian teams being on the road for so long as well. But yeah, rolling up to round one, unsure. So the goal was to make the shootout, one if not both days, which we did. So once we did that, it was like, okay, first box ticked. And then two top 10s was probably the start, and effectively we got two top 5. So, really strong weekend. And it's been building, but you go into Christmas and always unsure about how much you've improved, how much the other team's improved, and, a lot of driver swaps, engineer swaps, and all that sort of stuff. So you're always anxious that round one. So to get it in the bag and to be quite competitive. And to be honest, the car wasn't fantastic at Bathurst, but it was good enough to do what we did. So I think we've got a lot of scope to improve as well, which everyone does, but that's by no means our peak. So all in all, great weekend. And Team 18's definitely a good vibe and a good feel and a good start. So it's good time to beat Team 18.
Mark, when obviously Scotty Pye came aboard at the start of last year, I mean, how much — obviously, you were there on your own in 2019. How much do you contribute the improvement to the team and the results down to having another guy there that's fast, someone that you can actually bounce ideas from and actually develop stuff together and work on stuff together?
Yeah, it works quite well. But the year, you know, when I joined there was one car, and it grew very quickly. And going to two cars, you had to regroup, find double the amount of staff, and you've got to get quality people, so it's really tough. So it was a big job getting a lot of the recruitment in place to get that set up, the infrastructure, you know, Charlie getting another car and sponsors and all that sort of side. But I felt like we were going okay, and then COVID hit and we went on the road, and I felt like that dismantled our progress a little bit of where we were. So having another car is always fantastic, but we're also lucky, I guess, with the 888 deal as well, having their feedback and that side. But the big thing for us over Christmas was the fact that we went to our own workshop, pulled the cars apart. My thing was quite wounded last year, so I couldn't actually copy anyone's setup because of a couple of dramas I had on my car. So we got to freshen up. Now both cars make a lot of sense, and I feel like it's more a two-car team now than what we could use it for last year. So, it's always the right model. Two cars always better than one, and it's working really well. And I feel like our recruiting has been really strong too. There's no personal position in the team that you'd think there was someone else there, you know, someone else out there that you'd replace. So I'm wrapped with where we are, and you know, two strong cars, two strong sponsors, and a happy boss. It's a good situation to be in.
And I know you just mentioned recruiting. I want to talk about Richard Holway, because he was obviously a stalwart at GRM for many, many, many years. Very, very smart guy. Basically took last year off because of the GRM situation. It's never just one person. It's always a conglomerate of people. But what has he added from a head of engineering perspective? What has he added to the team?
He's fantastic. And it's funny, you know, you have these guys that, you've been in the sport for so long and he's been in the sport for so long, but you've never crossed paths. And actually, Tickford tried to get him for about 3 or 4 years there back when I was in those days. So there's been hints of his name being around and getting to work with him, but never having the opportunity. And him coming across, he's very practical, and obviously he's very clever, but he's very practical. So now on the weekend, you know, Phil Keed on one car, Manuel, my engineer on my car, he just looked over the top and literally knew to the nth millimeter what's in that car, what's in your car, and it really, really felt good. So, plus he's contributing ideas, he's the liaison between us and Triple Eight. He did my data on the weekend as well. So he's very, very clever. I'm surprised at how, I guess, practical he is, because you get engineers that are clever, that lack a bit of practicality, and very practical but not the maths engineer, and you need to complement them all, and he's really slotted in well. So I'm wrapped his ear. But we've got a lot of GRM guys, ironically, on our team. My engineer's from GRM, my new mechanic that just come on board is GRM, Krusty's GRM, so they're all new people as such, but they've all worked together. So it's a good feel as well.
I can hear it in your voice. You're pumped up. You're feeling excited about the year. We haven't heard this from Mark Winterbottom for a number of years. So I'm really pleased about that. And talking about being pumped up, Sandown now is coming up. And it's a place that you do really well at. You've had a couple of wins there. I think you've been in the top five like 13 times.
Yeah, out of 23 starts, which is pretty damn good.
Not bad, eh? So it's a good place for you. You're feeling confident that, you know, you guys might actually jag a podium here.
Yeah, I feel good. I feel like this championship this year kind of suits, because Sandown, Tassie, Townsville and Pukekohe are probably my favourite tracks on the calendar for results, and maybe throw in Perth as well. So I'm liking the rounds that are coming up. But you know what it's like. You get in a car and you can hustle it, you can drive it, you can have some fun, and you get rewarded. And that's really enjoyable. But I feel like 2 years of really hard work into Charlie's is now paying off. And it's early days, but, you know, I think if we can not make mistakes and improve, then you know, come December, you never know what's going to happen. So, really excited, and I really enjoyed the weekend. It was good fun, not just because you got results, but when you make changes with the car and it makes sense, that's really cool, because now I feel like we've built a toolbox, of ammo when we have problems in the car, and it's a really good feeling where I haven't had that for a while. So, really enjoyable, and can't wait to Sandown. It's at least you know you're in Victoria. You know you're sleeping in your own bed, and you're going to go racing. So it's going to be good.
Hey mate, just quickly, I want to touch on before we got to go Bathurst, because and not the one that we've just had, the one in October. But you've got Mark Caruso that's been named as your co-driver this year, and with Bathurst just being a one-off sole enduro, how important is it to have someone like the caliber of Robbo that can come in, do the job? We know he's fast, he's very experienced, and keep you on your toes.
Well, you know what's funny? I've raced him for years, and I thought
Did you ever put him on his lid in go-karts? Did you ever fence him in go-karts?
I haven't, but but we may go higher karting, you never know. But it's funny, you know, you break your opposition down, and I try and do that, and I think I've got a read on most people in the category, but he rocks up and we get along really well. He was there on the weekend, and it felt like the Bathurst 1000. He had his head in the door every session, every time I come in, and he's so hungry to do well. So I'm really, really lucky to have him. And he's like me, he's in that same age bracket where you're not trying to, I guess, win it on lap one. You know what you need to do. So, yeah, I'm really happy. And he's actually really happy as well because he wanted an environment that sort of suits him. He's upbeat and quite passionate and emotional. So it suits really well. So he did a seat pour, said it fits like a glove. That was my only concern. And once he can touch the pedals and turn the wheel, we're game on.
I'll tell you, Frosty, the only thing I'd be worried about is that is the gear shift, mate. That could be the only thing that might change.
When he drove the car on the test day, he said the gear shift down's a bit slow, and I went, "Well, hey." And I've seen him in car, but he can drive. He drives the car good on the test day, and he'll get another few test days before Bathurst, and off we go. So he's coming to Sandown as well. So he's got a Guernsey there, and he's a big part of the team. It's really cool.
Well, as Matty mentioned before, you know, Team 18 seems to be a one to buy into at the moment, and it is great to see it third in the championship. You've got a track that's, you know, you're well-versed with coming up. But, Frosty, we thank you for taking a bit of time to chat with us here on the driver's seat, mate. Hopefully it won't be the first time. It won't be the last time this year, but go well at Sandown, and all the best.
Can't wait. Thanks, guys. Cheers.